Okay, let's start with the kashas on the Gemaras and then try to be mazar. Again, just to be misader, what we've been spending this week learning, we are learning four kulas in Lysis Guided. We had one kula to answer Rish Lakish's kasha, which was the Piskei Arash. The second kula, the question of Minhaga. Rish Lakish says that meaning there's no Lysis Guided to do, and we had the Magen Avraham's take on it. The third, we had yesterday some sort of a kula of Haraya Aymer, which also we're not 100% clear when you say Haraya Aymer, when you don't. And the fourth, which is the main kula that we're learning today, that we learned the Gemara yesterday, was Abaye and Rava's kula. Abaye and Rava both make on Shtei Batei Dinim, but they argue where the Shtei Batei Dinim are. So let's learn the Lashon of Abaye and Rava, and as I said, try to go through some of the problems, and then see how we can possibly resolve it. Let's start again from Abaye. Amar Abaye. Abaye says you can't do that in one city. You can't have a gudais a gudais. You can't have some passing like Beishamay and some like Beisil. But two different cities, less lamba. What's the mile of two cities over one city? Presumably, it's not near it. It's not near it. Kishtei gudais. I'm in my city, you're in your city, I do my thing, you do your thing. It's far away enough that it's not, maybe people are not aware of what they do in another city, or they don't take notice of it. That's Abaye. Now here's a diuk in Rava. Let's see Rava's Lashon. Amalei Rava, v'habeishame v'beishil, k'shtei batei dinim b'yer achas dami. Now here, there are a number of a Rishainim and Achrainim, who are medayik in Rava's Lashon. Look at the language. Amar le Rava, v'habe shamei b'sil, kishtei batei dinim b'erachas. What's the kit? You should say, habe sil and b'shamei, shtei batei dinim b'erachas. In the same city, there were people who held of Shamei and people who held of Hillel. What is the kishtei batei dinim b'erachas? V'habe shamei b'sil, kishtei batei dinim. It's not really shtei batei dinim, but it's like shtei batei dinim. So we're going to deal with two ways of possibly resolving this. That's the first question that I want to point out. And Rava answers, Alomar Rava, Kemrilas Gedug Bezdin Biarachas, Plagmark Devisham, Plagmark Devisil, Avashte Batidin Biarachas, Les Lumba. If you have two Batidin in one city, no Lysis Gedug. If you have a Bezdin, Hefol, Lepeshami, Hefol, Lepeshilel, that's Osir. Now someone asked me, downstairs, that if you have a bezdin, if you have 20 people, 23 people, half of the beishamay have a beisil. So let half of them go in one room and make a bezdin of beishamay, and half go in the other room, make a bezdin of beisil, and it will be shtei batei dinim. But the answer is that that's the iser of leisasu agudais agudais. The iser is, you're not, Rav is not saying that you can artificially construct two batei dinim. People have a disagreement. All right, so I'll break off and I'll make my bezdin, and you break off and you make your bezdin, and we'll create. That's the law of Lysis Kaididu. You've not allowed to create agudais agudais. You're not allowed to just go and make two batei dinim, so these people will be mati and these people will ask. That's the yisr. So what's the kula? The kula is that if mitchila, you have two batei dinim in one city, why would you have two batei dinim in one city? Why would you have two batei dinim? If it's because it's a big city, there aren't enough people for one, that's not called two batei dinim. Let's say you have a bezdin, and you have two rooms. You have room one and room two, and there's a bezdin here, people come in. That's still one bezdin. I think shtei batei dinim means something like two kihilais, two groups of people. A group of people that like this rav, so they go to that rav. A group of people like that rav, they go to that rav. Now, they're not looking to create machlokes, and there are two kehilas. Memela, they paskin, inevitably, they're not always going to paskin the same. You have two psakim. I think that's what pshat in Rava is. that it means, I think it means something like two groups. Now, I mentioned to you briefly yesterday that there are those who say that two shuls in a city are also shtei batei dinim. There are those who tell you, what is shtei batei dinim? Shtei batei dinim means you have two kehilas. So you have people living in the side of town. They have a shul. Every shul has a bezdin. No, most shuls don't have a bezdin. You have one shul here and one shul here. You have a city. So you have people who come from Samar and they have their own community, and people who come from Bab and they have their own community. It's not lav dafka batei dinim. And those who argue that shtei batei kenesiyos is the same as shtei batei dinim, and there's a tshuva ha'alshich, I think it's tshuva nuntes, who says no, it's only batei dinim. Now we're going to have to understand that, what's the difference if it's a bezdin or a kehila? So we're going to have to try, this all has to do with understanding Rava, what the difference is between these cases, and so we're going to have to come back to it. Let's just look at the next few lines of Gemara, because it's all Negea, all intertwined. So one thing is clear, we have a kula here. We have a kula shtei batei dinim, and in a place like New York, where you have people doing all kinds of menhagim, it somehow has to come on to Rava, who says that you could do such a thing. Toshma. The Gemara brings I think it's a famous psak, that b'makaymish Rabbi Eliezer hayukarsim eitz and lasis b'chamim b'shabes lasis parzel. Now I'm not going to get into Hilchis bris milah on Shabbos. It'd be a nice thing to do, but it's not important for us exactly what it was they were doing. The point is that if there's no bris milah knife, Rabbi Eliezer holds you can make the bris milah knife from scratch. And Rabbi Kiva holds you have to push off the bris. In Rabbi Eliezer's city, if they didn't have a bris milah knife, they would make the bris milah knife on Shabbos. Now, of course, you're all going to ask, how often does it happen that you don't have a bris milah knife, a male doesn't have? So Taisus is bothered. Taisus b'makaymai. Taisus says a chiddush atzum. Taisus b'makaymai Rabbi Eliezer says b'miskavin hoyum avin atzman shiutzrichin lakach b'shem chibov mitzvah. Taisus holds that deliberately in Rabbi Eliezer's city, they brought themselves to such a matziv where they made sure there were no knives, so that on Shabbos they could use Rabbi Eliezer's heter. That they purposely sort of brought themselves to such a matziv because of chibuv mitzvah, which shvara Taisus, if you think of svara, but I don't want to get sidetracked. But that's what Taisus says. At any rate, b'makaymish Rabbi Eliezer, they were karsin eitzin, lasis b'chamim, to make a knife, lasis barzel. B'makaymish Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, ha'echum basa'if b'chalav. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds that you're allowed to eat poultry with milk. B'makaymish Rabbi Eliezer, b'makaymish Rabbi Kiva la'ai, but only Rabbi Eliezer's place, nowhere else. T'tanya klal amar Rabbi Kiva, kam alach ha'shev shalas ha'isim erev Shabbos ein deches ha'shabbos. Says Doch Shver, we see that there's no Lysis guy to do. So the Gemara Haimai Tiyufta, that's a Kasha. I think the Gemara meant to ask Kasha Nabaya. That we see that they did different things. It's like Abaya, Makaymish, Makaymish, Shani, they're two different cities. The Kariyala, my Kariyala, what was the Havamina? Start the Chamina, Mishum Chumra, the Shabbos. Kamakabechadami, Kamash Malan. Now, what do the words mean? Mishum Chumra, the Shabbos, Kamakim Echadami. Why would I think because of a chumrah of Shabbos it's kemakim echad? So the Netziv in Meshav Davar explains, Abaye's svara is that two cities are mutter because people don't hear what they're doing in the other city. People in one city don't know what they're doing in the other city. That's why there's no leisus gaidah. So the Gemara had a havamina that Shabbos is chamor and you're going to hear about it. People are going to talk about it. To machal Shabbos to make a bris milah knife. So I would have thought because the chumrah de Shabbos kemakim echadami meaning it'll have a pirsum. So kamash molan that we're not chayshish for a pirsum. It's two different cities and the meila there's no problem. That's how he's masber this, and with this he explains Abaya that Abaya is two cities is because there won't be a pirsum and. Well, we have to make a guideline. We can't test every time the person. So if it's two separate cities, we assume there won't be a person. Gemara to have a meter that chumrat Shabbos there will be. So come on, Shmuel on that. That's what the Gemara says.
Tendency has changed over time.
Mitzvahs of what?
People now know what's going on.
Well, today people know. I think look at the halacha. That's what we always do. Shnei Alfei Torah, and once the halacha is nikfa, we don't change things. Okay, so we could clear. There's room to clear, but the Gemara, that's what the Gemara say. Kasha. We said on top of the Ovid that why did Beis Shammai do like their own shita? Because they're mechadid itfei. They might have were miut, but they said we're mechadid itfei, and we can do our shita. Rabbi Yosef Galili City, they ate chicken with milk. They knew that Raiv Paiskim hold its osir, but they did like Rabbi Yosef Galili. Did they hold Rabbi Yosef Galili was mechadid itfei? We don't find such a thing in Shas. Rabbi Yosef Galili mechadid itfei? We don't find such a thing. So Rabbi Ruben asked his kasha that the top of the Yomid, it says, Beis Shammai osu v'osu. Why did Beis Shammai do like themselves? They have a good excuse. They hold Mechadid Itfei is more important than Raif. Okay? But then the Gemara says, the Rabbi Eliezer, see, I don't want to start with Rabbi Eliezer, because he was Beis Shammai. Let's hear Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Yosef Galili, we don't find in Shas that Rabbi Yosef Galili was Mechadid Itfei than everyone else in his generation. And still Rabbi Yosef Galili did his own Shita, so we see it only Mechadid Itfei. That's one question he asks. Because everybody is like Kaidan Baskel. There was no Baskel by Rabbi Yosef Galili. So it should be the same. Everybody's like Kaidan Baskel. You should go Basarayf, unless you're Mechadid Itfei. He asked the second kash, an interesting question. The Gemara of Mitzia, the Sugya Dafnun Tes, of Tanur Shalachanoi. There's a Gemara there about a certain type of oven that had a machlokes of its tamei atar. Rabbi Eliezer was the one who held, which way? Huh? Yeltar? Let's say Yeltar. And he tried to prove that he's right. He did all kinds of tricks that the river ran the other way to show he's right, and the wall started to fall to show he's right. At the end, they put him in chayim. No do. Rabbi Eliezer insisted against everybody else to follow his shita. So the Gemara says they put him in chayim for insisting everyone has to follow his shita. So why be mekaymish Rabbi Eliezer hayu karsenates him? Nobody made a tumul. Rabbi Eliezer city they have a chal shabbos. Nobody made a tumul. According to Taisus, they purposely did it all the time. And here they have an argument about one specific type of tanner who has dine tum and dine tahara, the different pieces of it, if they're all tamei or partly tamei, and over there they put a mecherim. The Bruvin says, what's the difference? Here and there, what's the difference in the two cases? Third question that Reb Ruvin asks is the question I asked yesterday. I asked you yesterday if the Gemara Beis Shammai held Mechadid Itfei counts. I still don't know why Beis Shammai held it. We're going to have to wait and see. If it's because I said yesterday because they hold Yigob HaSaraif Chachma. So someone showed me the Dibris Moshe. He says such a Mahalach that Yigob HaSaraif Chachma. But Beis Shammai held Yigob HaSaraif Itfei, whatever has been you like. So he asks that when you have a psak and a bezdin, 12 people pask in one way and 11 pask in the other way. So we know you go bus to the 12. The kasha is, if the Rosh bezdin is in the 11, we know the Rosh bezdin is the biggest chacham in the bezdin. Where do they make the Rosh bezdin? The smartest one. The Gemara says that when they said their opinion in the bezdin, he went last. Because if he'll speak up, everybody else is going to be ashamed to argue. So he goes last. It says. So the question, no, it's because they'll be afraid to argue with him. So the question is, if you have a 12 against 11 vote, and one of the 11 is the Rosh Bezdin, so why do you pass like the 12 against the 11? Maybe the 11 is Bechadah Ditfei than the 12. We don't find such a thing that you start figuring out the Chachma. We even give Misa based on a Pesach of a Bezen. A Pesach can't be 12 to 11. It has to be at least Mechriah by 2. But we Paskin. We don't go, we don't never found such a thing. Bechadah Ditfei, only Beis Shammai talks about it. No one else ever heard of such a thing. Bechadah Ditfei. So these are three kashas that Reb Ruvein uses to buy Isa Yisayid. The Yisayid itself is also in the stipler, in Brachis Simen Aleph. He brings it from the Ritva Yavamis Tafya Dalet, interestingly. I'll tell you the Ritva soon. And in the Dibras Moshe, he also, in his piece on Isis Gaidid, when Anaf Beis, he has this Mahalach. Rabbi Chanan, the fourth marker, says it in a slightly different way. If we have a chance, we'll get to Rabbi Chanan is Simen Tezayin. The Yisayid that they say is the following. There's a halacha that the Torah is kaveya, that when a shayla comes to a rav or to a bezdin, the bezdin paskins according to its understanding. If you have a rav who's a rav, he's a gi'a lahi rav. How you shut up a gi'a lahi rav, I'm not sure. But we're assuming that all the Tanam and Amaram we're talking about were Higia Lahira. Someone goes to a Rav who's a Higia Lahira. I guess an easier smicha from somebody else who's a Higia Lahira. And he has Rishus to Paskin. And you go to him. And he Paskins. You have a Shaila, you go to him, and he Paskins. You go home, and you do like him. What happens if later on you find out that that's his Das Yachid? Plenty of people argue with him. There's nothing wrong with what you did. The Torah says, "Shayftim mishaytrim titan lecha b'chal sha'arecha, ein lecha ela dayin shebi'ercha." There's a dayin in your city. So, if there's a dayin in your city, you have a right to follow the dayin in your city. There are hundreds of cities in Eretz Yisrael. Still, you have a right to follow the dayin in your city. That din is a din in Hayra. Reb Ruvein says it about the bezin of your city. The stifler brings from the Chazanish on Yavam Estaf Yudalid, who a din that a Talmud goes after his Rebbe Movik in all the Sanhagis, and that a person who has a Shaila doesn't have to go running around seeing if everyone agrees, everyone doesn't agree. That halacha is a halacha in a bezdin. That a bezdin has a right to paskin, and the Torah gives rishus, first of all. That explains Rebbe Be'irsha, Rebbe Eliezer, how you carson Eitzim. In Rebbe Eliezer's city, nobody had a problem that they did like him. They didn't put him in chayr, they didn't do anything, they didn't fight with him. There was a city, Rebbe Eliezer was the Rav, and everyone followed his psak. Nobody had a problem with that. That's the way it's supposed to be. Ein lecha ela dayin shebi'ercha. When it came to Tanu Shachinai, what?
The neighbors considered him to be Chal Shabbos.
The next city considered them to be Chal Shabbos. But in that city, they're not Chal Shabbos. They don't need a kapara. Therefore, ein lecha ela dayin shebi'ercha. You have the dayin in your city, and he paskin. So, in that city, there's no problem that they paskin that way. That's exactly what Kosev. Tanur Shalachanoi, they were talking, there was a Bezdin, there was a Hayra, they were sitting down to Paskin. Rabbi Eliezer insisted his way against the Rive, and that he was wrong. You can't insist your way against the Rive. You have Rias, whatever you do. And because he tried to show all these proofs, so they put him in Chayr. When the Gemara said, Beishame Mechadet Itfei, such Rabbi Ruvein, we asked the Kasha. And Rabbi Eliezer, in Galili City, they ate Vasayf B'chalav. And Rabbi Yossi Galili is not Mechadet Itfei. He answers the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Galili city, they follow Rabbi Yossi Galili's Psak, no problem. In a different city, when Beis Shammai came, Beis Shammai was coming to be Kaveh HaLacha. In Beis Shammai's city, nobody would have a problem. Beis Shammai is coming to be Kaveh HaLacha, the Machlokes is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Here, they had to argue Mechadet Itfei, because now they were coming to Paskin. They were Imir Alaminyan, to be Kaveh HaPsak. Here, in one Bezdin, so you have to come out to Bechadi Ditvei, otherwise you lose your miyut. So Mimela, we have two shlavim in Psak Halacha. We have a halacha of Ein Lecha Ela Bezdin Shebi'irecha, and that's Kaveya, and that's Gzeres HaKosov. It's interesting. Reb Ruvein brings Ein Lecha Ela Bezdin Shebi'irecha, he brings four Makairis. He brings a Tshuvas HaRajwa, Tshuvas HaRan, Tshuvas Rivash, and Tshuvas Afkas Reichel. Afkas Reichel is the Beis Yosef Tshuvas that were passed in the after, that were printed after his Patira. He says all four of them set up such a geder that is a dayin shebi'irecha, and that has separate rules of psak halacha. The Stipler brings a different pasuk. He brings the ein lecha l'dayin shebi'yomecha, a dayin shebi'yomim ahim. It's the same idea. You go according to the dayin in your time. So you go according to the pasuk that you have. That idea is idea psak halacha. Now, let's move over to Leisus Gaididu. What does it have to do with Leisus Gaididu? This idea that Ein Lecha Ela Bezdin Shebi'irecha overrides Leisus Gaididu. Because Mimela it's going to come out that in this city they do one day, and in this city they do another way. Ayat Agudes Agudes. So that, however we're going to explain it, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't count. If it's two different Yarais, two different Batei Dinim, that's not Agudes. This is not Reb Ruvein. This is the Ritva. The Ritva says the following. The Ritva is coming to answer the first kasha I asked. Rav's lashon was Beishami uBeisilel Kishtei Batei Dinim Beirachas. What's Kishtei? The like Shtei Batei Dinim Beirachas. He says it's Beisilel and Beishami themselves. Each one did according to his psak. He says the Ritva even more. That a dayan who knows the halacha and works out the halacha is allowed to do like his own shita. That's not shayla. There was no question about Mr. Shammai or Mr. Hillel himself, or the Talmid, the Beis Shammai Hillel themselves. Beis Shammai Hillel themselves is no issue. The issue is only those who wanted to be kaveya halacha afterwards. They want to be kaveya like Shammai, kaveya like Hillel. That's a different issue. That is kishtei batei din b'she'achas. B'shem Yisrael themselves are can do their own psak. Being kaveh halach l'dairis is kishtei batei din b'she'achas. But the person himself to do like his own hayrah is allowed to do like his own hayrah. Now, Gedolei Yisrael today, you have a shita that's different than others, and they do like their own shita. That's all part of the derech of psak halacha. It's all part of the. Right to Lassis, Kibbe Shammai Yaisa, Kibbe Silla Yaisa, that there's an idea of two Mahalchim and Psak Halacha. So that, this is a idea, Reb Ruvein calls it a Hagdama to understanding the Sugya. To understanding the Sugya of the Beis Shammai Yaisu, Beis Hillel Yaisu, and Lassis Gaididu, we have to have this idea that there is such an idea, a concept of each Bezdin being Kaveya, each Makam being Kaveya its way. When I was growing up in New York, it's pretty much any Shaila that came up, what does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe's Pesachim for a period of time in the 60s and the 70s were Kaveya. It came a time there were already, there were others whose Pesach were Rech and Darain. But in those years, the Pesachim for Rav Moshe that were said in those years that we don't even know. Like it says, in one city to another city, you don't even know they do differently. The psukim in America, that people in America don't even know that in Eretz Yisrael they do different. Because it became that way. In America, on Sukkot, when you go on a trip, it's accepted, I think, by everybody, that you're not allowed to eat outside of a sukkah. Mezainas ahamaitzi, when you're going on a trip. That's where my shashita. Eretz Yisrael, they hold holchei derachim, is even you're going to, wherever you go, you're allowed to eat. The place where Eretz Yisrael hold, you're allowed to. In America, I think most people who go on a trip assume that mezainis and hamaitzi you have to have a sukkah for. The Gemara says halchei drachim p'turin. Ramesh has a sheet that halchei drachim doesn't apply to people who go for enjoyment. It's only if you're going on a business trip or something. In America, it's much like this Gemara. It's not a good sukkah because we don't even know that in the other city they have a different minhag. Because that psak was said at a time that that this became the accepted psak in America. It was in those years that there was one pesach in our city, and that's the way it went. Later, things started to change a little bit, but that's the way. That's the idea of this gemara. Well, we have to know what it means, Asu Beishamek Kedivrehem, if it means the one who held the psak or the others. The chiddush of the Ritva is that Beishamek themselves did is pashut. The chiddush is that they let other people. The lashon of the Gemara of Shmuel on tap, Shmuel ama asu va'asu. Beishamei asu va'asu. What's asu va'asu? The Ritva attaches. Asu, they themselves did it. In other words, the one who paskin did it himself. The asu, and they are paskin for others to do it. That they themselves did it, the Ritva holds, is pashit. A tam chacham arbit starach hasugya nizigia lahira. There's a lot of paskin based on this psak. Asu va'asu, the chiddush is that they paskin for others. And that's the chiddush of the sugya. So this is the Hanacha, like I said, Rav Reuven says it is a Hakdama to the Sugya. And I think the Yisoid, however far it applies, is Muskim Bekol, that there's such an idea. How does anybody go to a Rav and ask a Shaila? He has a Bas Bechol of Shaila, he goes and he asks a Rav, and the Rav tells him something, and he says a Psak. How do you know that other people don't agree? So don't disagree. You don't have to know. You go to your Rav and you ask him a shayla. When I learned Basa B'chalov by Rav Palm, there's one base mayor that's neged to a lot of shaylas that comes up. Rav Palm always passed like this base mayor. Most paiskim I know of don't pass like the base mayor. Rav Palm always passed like the base mayor. And it's a tremendous kula that comes up in many shaylas that have to do with Dava Charif. So I was once walking with Rav Palm, we got coming back from a Levaya, one of the big Levayas, and there were some fellows that were learning Yerideya in Lakewood, so they fell into step. We were walking, and they started asking Yerideya questions. So he asked them a question. So Rav Palm turned to me and says, "What do you say?" I said, "The Beis Meir." He said, "I'm the Beis Meir." So he told them where the Beis Meir is. So it struck me, because most places don't pass near the Beis Meir. Palm held stark like this base mayor, and he knew that the others don't pass like it. But he held stark like the base mayor, and that was that, you know. So my point is that that's the derech of psak halacha, and we have to learn that into the Gemara. And you're going to see when we talk about achiram lahatos that we're not finished with this idea, because we're going to talk yet about it. Not like Gael Isis guy. Today we're talking like Gael Isis guy. Do. We're going to have to come back to it next week, but negate other things that are not Lysis guided. So, it's a shame we're going to come back to it. And let's get back here to Vayev Rav. And what did Abaye say? Abaye said in two cities there's no Lysis guided. Abaye said that there's no Lysis Gaididu in two cities. Abaye is easy. Abaye is very, very easy. The psak of Abaye is two cities. What's a shayla? Each city has its bezdin. Shtei bat edinim, shtei yareis. With this hagdama, Abaye is a dava poshit. Abaye is telling us, not a svara, a din in the Torah, eilecha ele bezdin shebi recha, eilecha bezdin shebi amecha. Isn't that what he's saying? He's saying that there's a halacha that you follow your bezdin. The bayah is very easy. As a matter of fact, it's hard to understand what's Beis Hillel's question. Habeishame b'sol kishtei batei dinim b'irachas dami, the way the Ritva teaches. The kasha is, Beishame Beis Hillel, it's not taka Beishame himself and Beis Hillel himself, I understand. But when they came to be kaveh halacha l'dayreis, so that is, how are they allowed to, it's agudas, agudas. How is Beishami allowed to insist on their sheet and Beisil on theirs? The kash isn't as strong as it was before you learned this yisayid. Now how do you learn Rava? How do you learn Rava? That's already tricky. Rav Reuven doesn't tell us how to learn Rava. Rava says two batei dinim in one city are also okay. So here I'm just telling you what I think based on these sages. I mean, this what I told you says in these places. And the Ritva says it to explain Beishama, to explain Abaya rather. What does Rava hold? So the way I would understand, Rava holds two batei dinim in one city is also has such a heter. Like I said before, it doesn't mean two batei dinim in one community. It means two communities in one city. You have a kila that davens in one with one group, and a kila davens in another group. Each one is allowed to follow its own. It's agudas agudas. The teretz is that the Torah gave rishus for batei dinim to paskin kafi chachmaschan ein lachela dayin shebirecha. A person is the shaila of a rav in Brooklyn. There won't be a taina when you're shalayim. Someone goes to his local rav and asks him a shaila. You're not going to be a taina. Why don't you go to Rabbi Yosha to ask him the shaila? You ask a shaila to your rav. That's the psak you're allowed to follow. So that Rav and Abaya are telling us the Yisoid in Lysis Gaidadu that the Rishus of a Bezdin, the Paskin, overrides this halacha. So what we've done by understanding this Yisoid of Ein Lecha Elabezdin Shebi Amecha or Sheitim Sheish Ritipin Lecha B'chal Sherecha B'chal Yavir, we've learned the Yisoid in Psak Halacha, which basically overrides Lysis Gaidadu. That as long as a group is here and a group is there, you're allowed to follow your psak and you're allowed to follow your psak. Now, I still didn't answer the kasha of 12 to 11 with Mechadei Ditvei. The other two Reb Reuven's kashas we answered. Reuven had asked three questions. The first question was how Rabbi Yossi Aglini did his minik. He wasn't Mechadei Ditvei. So we answered that in his city he could do. The other kasha was, what's the difference of Eliezer? They put him in Cheirim over there and not over here. Same thing here, it's a city and there it's not a city. We had the other kasha was 12 against 11. If the 11 is Mechadei Ditvei, why we don't worry, why we don't count for them? So Reuven explains it. We're going to put it aside for a few minutes. There's a Turi Evan in Masechtas Megillah. Turi Evan asks the following. The Gemara says, Ben Ir Shahalach Lekrach, somebody from a city that doesn't have a wall around it, that went to a city that does have a wall around it, Vedaite Lazar, he plans to go back. So you have somebody from Bnei Brak visits Yerushalayim, and on Yudalid, they're not laying in Megillah Yerushalayim on Yudalid. And it's Daite Lazar. He plans, he's going there at night. He plans to return to Bnei Brak. So he doesn't lay in the Megillah. So he does lay in the Megillah. He plans to go back. So he has to do like his city. So on Yudalid, in Yerushalayim, he lays in the Megillah. So Frekta Turi Evan, that's what this guy did. There's only one Bezdin in this city. So Ganskut, Abaya is answering, Abaya and Rav are answering the Ben Ir and the Ben. And the Ben Krach, when they're in their own city. He's here in Yudalit, he's here in Tesvav, Agudis Agudais, Saptavaya, it's not a kasha, because the Shtei Batidin and Bishtei Yaris. But the halacha is a Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach, Vedaite Lazar, or Ben Krach Shalach Leir, Vedaite Lazar, he's Isaac Kimine Makaimai. So there, he's not in two different cities, he's in one city. So Abaya gives the heter because it's two different cities. Rava says there's Shtei Bati Dinim in this city. There are no Shtei Bati Dinim in Yerushalayim. Everybody in Yerushalayim does Tezvav. You have the Rosh is only in the Skap Supermakam Shlishi. Right? The Piskei Rosh or the first part of the Rosh? First part of the Rosh. According to the Rosh, it'll be answered. According to the Rosh, it'll be answered. Here it's different because everyone agrees. Okay, Nachinami. What? Because if you hold the first teretz of the Rosh Makom Gair, it won't be sure. Turi Evan don't ask this as a kasha. The Turi Evan says that the teretz of Shtei Batei Dinim is even if you travel to the other city. As long as in the Velt there are two Batei Dinim, one paskins one way and one paskins the other way, even if you come from that Bezdin, you can't just pick that Bezdin, If you come from that place, even if you travel to the other city, you have a heter. See ya. Tremendous kula. The Meshit Dava brings this in the Tshuva Yisimi Yazayin Oizvav. He brings that Tshuva's Nil Tzedaka says the same thing. That if in your city you have your own Bezdin, and you have this heter of Shtei Batei Mishtei Yarais, Light Abaya, then even if you travel to the other city, you still have the heter. You're still allowed to do it. As a matter of fact, Emil Tzedakah says, that's the Taj, Beisil Beishame, Kishtei Batei Dinim, Bierachas. Because they're really Shtei Batei Dinim, Mishtei Yarais. They just come together. What? No, you have to do like your city. But you can do like your city even when you go to the other city. That's what he said. Even if you go, no, if you go to live there, that's the Mishnah Pesachim, you have to commit a Mokam Shalach Lashav, you have to take on their Pesachim. But he's saying, if Daitel Azar, if you're traveling there, Daitel Azar, so Pashat, I would think if you go somewhere, you can't do like this guy to do, you can't do different. Certainly not openly. He was saying that you're allowed to. Maybe a shelter craft. What? So it's funny, the Turi Evan assumes that it is. Now, as you're really saying the Rosh is first Teretz, the Turi Evan says it, it is. And the Emil Tzedakah is not even talking Dafka in that case. Now, this Turi Evan is a tremendous Chiddush in Halacha Lamaisa. For us, it's a tremendous Chiddush because it would fix everything. Today, when you have two minhagim, 90% of the time, it's either Mechaber and the Ramah, the Gra and the Magen Avraham. It's always Shtei Batei Din. Today, when do you have two minhagim? Except for the Nuschais, maybe, which we said anyway is not really Lysis Gai to do. But do you have two minhagim? You do the Tefillas HaPayim in your left arm and your right arm. You put on Tefillin Chamay, you don't put on Tefillin Chamay. These are all today, by our generation, these are all machleksim. According to this shita, that as long as you come from such a city, you can't just pick and choose a shita and do different than your city. If you live in a city where they don't put on tefillin chamayit, you can't just decide you want to put on. But assuming that you come from a medina where they put on tefillin chamayit, you come to America. Not only you come to America, if you go to Yerushalayim, according to this, you should be allowed to. The Netziv argues with this. The Netziv holds that's not true, that it's only in their city that you're allowed to do it.
But the Rosh said only in Megillah, that the Mogul prevails from Megillah, the Vidalat, it's not just every time you come from one place, the meaning of the Mogul is now up that you carry on. It's only like Megillah, like Yom Tushen, it's not the Mogul prevails for everything.
In Achinami, the Rosh doesn't say it. It's the Turi Evan that says it.
In the
Rosh? No. He's a Kash and a Teretz. Turi Evan's a Shagasari. Shagasari didn't worry so much about the Rishayim. The truth is, think now about the Piskei HaRosh that we learned. Piskei HaRosh was talking the same type of situation. I come from a city where they do one thing. You come from a city, we do another thing. What did the Rosh say? If you go to a third place, each person could keep his minhag. But not if you come to my city. Probably because Shaifdim Shaijit Yel Bechal Shairacha. In this city, there's a psak. You can't change the psak. So the Turi Evan is saying a tremendous kula. It's a little too much. But what? It's also not like the end of the Magen Avraham. It's the opposite of the end of the Magen Avraham. But. And then the Tziftak is Matmiya on the Turi Evan. He has one kasha on Turi Evan, but he argues. But the Turi Evan himself is going with this idea, this Yisayid. There's a din of Bezin Shevi Recha. And he holds that it overrides versus Gaidu, even if you go to someone else's city. Now we're here, we're saying that that's a Das Yachid. But the idea that you have the Psak of your city, that's the Yisayid, that we're learning today, that there's such an idea. We all, that it is like this guy to do. You go to a city where they have one minig, and now they keep a different minig there.
Assuming that Hira is not allowed
anymore? The Hira...
Cancel Hira, isn't it all the same person?
unless the next rav passes differently. But assuming the city continues with Abshab's act. I don't think let's go do for one generation, next generation. Ein lecha odayin should be a mecha. Typically today, if it's a minig of a community, the rav who comes in honors the minig of the community. If it has a tekifas of a minig of a psak, if it's a recognized pesach. Minig agra, they're trying. There are a lot of chassidim who, what should I tell you? It's very hard to know what's the din of Yerushalayim today. They're trying very hard to keep minig Yerushalayim. Rav of Yerushalayim today is not from the original Talmid Agra who came, or the Talmid Baal Shem who came. So, I think they made their own Besdin and their own Kehillah, and they kept their own Minhagim. All right, look, there's history, I don't know, but I know that the assumption of the Prushim of Yerushalayim is that Minhag Agra is what carries Yerushalayim. But whatever you like, I have no problem. But the Malkam of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in his place, there was no problem. The Psak was in his place. Now, if the place would still exist, they still keep them in it, I guess. Now here, you can eat Turi Evan holds, you can eat Basayif B'chalav. That's what the Turi Evan holds, apparently. Maybe I'll see some Akim. You have to hide it. I don't know. I'm talking now about the. What we've done basically, I think we came to an understanding of this fourth heter. Now we're past like Rava. That even be Irachas and Yeshtay, it's okay. And I told you once we understand the four. Now I want to come back to the Mechadidit Fei, to that Sugya, but Lysis going to do, we're pretty much done with. There's one more Toshman, Abayin Rava. But we're done, we basically have Havana of four different Mahalchim, four different Kulas. We don't have solid, any Kula except for Rava. Rava is a solid Kula, it's a Gemara. Machlek is how far it applies, but here, the Halacha L'mais is very confusing. I want to explain why, and I'd like to try to work on it before we come back, Yitz Hashem. Let me tell you where I'm personally confused. Sometimes I tell you a kasha just to set up a teretz. I'm not setting up a teretz. I'll tell you what I don't understand. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Lamed Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin. Mishnah Brura says, Halacha L'maisa, Achol Mayit, if you put on tefillin, you're not allowed to put on tefillin in the same shul as people who don't put on tefillin, Achol Mayit. I understand that. The same shul, you can't put on. There are two things I don't understand. Mishnah Brura seems to say in a different place you could put on tefillin. In other words, if I go out of a shul, into a shul where we're going to make a tefillin minyan, that's okay. That's what it seems to say. That's the Lashon Mishnah Brura. In our shul, we have every Chol Mayid, we have upstairs a non-tefillin minyan and downstairs a tefillin minyan. I'm not sure what that heter is based on. Why isn't that Moses going to do? We have a heter of two batei dinim bi'irachas. It doesn't say there's a heter of two rooms bi'irachas or two shuls bi'irachas. What is the heter exactly based on to have the people at Tefillin go into the Ezus Nash? What is the heter of two rooms? Why is two rooms less Lysis Gaididu? And I'm not talking about Menah Machlaikis. I'm talking about Lysis Gaididu. In Lysis Gaididu itself, this Nakuda is very confusing to me. Why? What? I don't think we pass it to Turi Evan. I don't think it's brought the Fala Paiskin. Maybe I'm wrong. It could be the Piskei Harash that in New York people came from different places, maybe.
That
should be a heter for the same minyan. So then it might be Mnei Machlaikis. But the Mishnah Brura says Mnei Mishnah Lysis Gaididu. I think it does his words. That's one thing. Now here is another thing which is confusing to me. And I'd like to be mevarer it because people ask me the shaila, and I'm in a very uncomfortable position because the Velt says one thing, and I tell everyone different. I'll tell you what the Indian is. Someone from Eretz Yisrael comes to New York, and I saw the kid is in New York, Yom Tov Sheni. Is he allowed to do malacha? Some Eretz Yisrael is here, Yom Tov Sheni. You have to realize, we're bikiyim b'kviya di'archa today. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. But the Gemara says that Minagav Yisrael b'yadeinu, we keep 2 days Yom Tov, not only that, but they were geizah, shabiyazah, davar l'kukulay, the Gemara says. We keep Minagav Yisrael, we have 2 days, there they have 1 day. Someone comes here. Is he allowed to do malacha? The Velt says, what does the Velt say? Huh? What? Yeah, the whole Velt says, you're allowed to do malacha b'tzimma. That's what everybody says. Now, one of those who doesn't say that is the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Tzadik Vav, which is the second Siman in Hilchos Yom Tov. The Mechaber talks about Eretz Yisrael, Shalach L'chutz La'aretz. It says he's not allowed to do malacha. And Mishnah Berurah says, afilu b'tzimma. Even b'tzimma, he's not allowed to do malacha. So I have this very frequently. There are guests from Eretz Yisrael here in Chutz La'aretz. Why in the world they come to Chutz La'aretz, I don't know. They stay in Eretz Yisrael. I was in Eretz Yisrael, I wouldn't come to Chutz La'aretz. They want to visit their parents, their in-laws, I understand. But now they have a shot doing malacha, so they all assume malacha is mutar b'tzimma. So I tell them it's Osir, that's the Pesach and the Mishnah Berurah. There is a Tshuva Nigris Maishan who also says Malacha Betzina is Osir, but this is the words, the way I remember it. I don't know where the Tshuva is. It's one of the later Tshuvas, Arachayim Gimel, Dalet Ohei, I think Dalet. He says the following words. He says, you now do Malachim Betzina, except turning lights on and off. Why? Because since people have Shabbos clocks anyway, or Moshe's Makir, you know, he didn't hold the Shabbos clocks, that people use Shabbos clocks. So since people use Shabbos clocks anyway, so you could turn it on and off, it just looks like there's a Shabbos clock. So Rav Moshe's Makil only on lights, and not on other things. So that Geder, I don't understand. It sounds like Bitsina really should be Mutter. And the lights is not Bitsina, so since there's Shabbos clocks, it's like Bitsina. But that's what it sounds like from the Tshuva. But again, I'm not clear about the gather of the Indian. So you have one thing in Siman Lamed Aleph, and one thing in Siman Tov Tzadik Vav. We have to be Mavar. The Mishnah Berurah in the footnote says the Loikas Taz. Apparently the Taz is Mekel. Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is not like the Taz, so we have to try to understand the two Shitas in this, and hopefully we get a Klarkeit. I doubt we'll end up not like the Mishnah Berurah, but we'll see. If we end up, maybe I'm misunderstanding the Mishnah Berurah somehow. So we'll try to be Mavarit.
The person
was coming. Well, there's a din that when you travel, you have to give chumrei hamakom shehalach misham. So the chumris of the place you come from, you have to keep. If you're traveling and going back, you have to keep both chumris. So he has no choice. He has to put on tefillah b'tzina, let's say the 8th day, which is for him a regular day chayil. He has no choice. He has to put on tefillah b'tzina for sure. Because he can't be makel like the Minhag HaMakom Shalach Lishon. But nevertheless, he's supposed to be machmir ke Minhag HaMakom Shalach Lishon. I'm not sure from where he gets the right to do that. The third thing I'd like to be mevar has to do with Sfarad Ashkenaz. And I don't mean. First of all, Nusach Sfarad, Nusach Ashkenaz, there's a Tshuva Nigris Maisha, a few Tshuvas, and he says clearly that anything you need a minion for, you have to do their minig. Kedusha, you have to answer the Kadesh or Nakdishach, according to the minig, because a Yachid doesn't say Kedusha. You only say Kedusha because of the Tzibor. So you have to be Mitzdarif to that Tzibor, so you have to do their minig. And that, I think, is Allah Hapsuka. The question is, things that you don't need a tzibur for. Shtila Shmein Esrei. So that, you do your own. Why? Because there's no Laisis Gai to do. Because we said, the Magen Avraham, that things that are an Isser according to one Shita, not the other, that is Laisis Gai to do. Nuschais, there's no Isser. No Isser to say, yes, say Avarachamon, not say Avarachamon. It's not Isurim. So that you could do your own minik and things that are bitzina, things that are quiet. The issue has to do with tefillin and yanim. Now, winding your tefillin outwards and inwards also is not an inyan of iser, so I don't think there's a problem. That's the minik. Whichever way you wind your tefillin, nobody notices, nobody cares. You do whatever you want. There are a few piskei halacha that I'm not clear about. We, most of the people here in the room, have a minik by the tefillas apayim, by shachris, that we fall on our right hands if there's tefillin on the left hand. Even though really the tefillas apayim is supposed to be on the left side, but if we're wearing tefillin on the left arm, we fall on the right side. Minhag Agra is to always fall on the left side. Reb Moshe writes that is Lysis Gaitetu. You can't do different than the minhag Amakam. I don't know if he says Neh Machlaik is Lysis Gaitetu. But he says Lamaisa that you can't do different than the minhag of the place where you are. So that leads me to things I'm unsure about. Lamashe. Sfaradim put on tefillin sitting, the shalyad. They put the shalyad sitting and the shalyad standing. We are makbid dakat stand. What do I do in a place of the Sfaradim? Do I have to be makbid to do it sitting, or I could do it standing? The tefillas apayim. The Sfaradim don't do the tefillas apayim. They don't fall on the hand when they're by Yom Devar God. They say it's sitting, not the tefillas apayim. If I go there, can I do it differently? The most Ashkenazim who come don't notice because they're busy with their head is down. They don't notice that everyone else doesn't have their head down. But the Ma'aseh, it is that one. Now, these are things that are in between. Could you say it's an Isser? Like the Sfaradim to go like this, not an Isser. On the other hand, it's based on Halacha. It's based on Safi Brot Shulchan Aruch. The same thing, tefillin standing, tefillin sitting. I don't think it's a question of Avera and Isser. The question, what's better? So these are areas that I'm confused about. The things that are in between pure minik, like Nusa Sfarda to the Hashkenaz, where I don't think anybody holds a Lysis Gaididu. It's Ayishanim and Neamachlaikas, maybe, but not Lysis Gaididu. And things that are clear halachas. The other in-between categories, I don't know if I'm going to find clearly what the halach is. But these are the three hagdaris that we need to finish Lysis Gaididu, to understand the tefillin, to understand the malacha, and then to try to understand the in-between categories. After that, Yitzhak Shem will come to the machlaikis of Asu Beishanai, Kedivrayam, Olay Asu. Okay, coming attractions.